You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well. Today's show, Medicare Fundamentals. So, you know, it's kind of interesting that Vince Lombardi, you know, was famous, you know, football.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the way he won the Super Bowl was holding up, you know, that this is a football. So today we're going to hold up Medicare and kind of go, this is a football. But I also find it fascinating that Jesus was all about the fundamentals, too. He really, really was. And I don't know if you've ever thought about this. When he walked in the book of Revelation and he told John, you know, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. Well, I'm guessing that he being the good Jewish boy that he was, he didn't say he was the Alpha and Omega. That would have been Greek. He probably spoke Hebrew. So he probably said, and it would make sense that he would, that I'm the Aleph, which is the A in the Hebrew language. And then he probably said that he was the Mem too, because the M is Messiah, because he is all that. But then at the very end of the Hebrew alphabet, he wouldn't have said the Omega. He would have said, I'm the Tav. And the Tav, which is the final letter in the Hebrew alphabet, also means the truth, because at the end of the story, you know what the truth is. And so we're hoping today in our fundamentals of, you know, of Medicare, that we will begin to understand the truth about, you know, what are the basics of Medicare, and to explain why that is. And we were, by the way, with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, and he's going to help us out a great deal. But I was just going to share that, you know, a year and a half ago, I had not a clue about Medicare. So he said Plan A, Part B, Part C, I would have been lost in space, you know. But after having done this with him for 2 years, you know, I'll be sitting somewhere and overhearing a conversation with friends talking about Medicare, and almost always they're talking about Medicare Advantage because it's the, you know, time of year to be talking about that kind of stuff. And I hear them going on and on and on, and I'll just say, well, you know, I'm listening to you talk. Are you familiar with what Part A is? You know, what does that mean exactly? And they look at me like I'm, you know, from another planet.
You've already taken them from the expert to the student in one question.
One question. See, do you really understand what Part A is?
Or I've been given this same talk for several years, and I'm thinking that when does this talk get old to people? I mean, we're putting this out on Facebook, and I have people think that I'm profound. And all I do is I talk about what Medicare Part A is, what Medicare Part B is, what Medicare Part C is, and what Medicare Part D is. And they leave a talk with me with an understanding, fundamentally, not a detailed explanation, of how Medicare works. And until we get through that, we're not going to talk about the solutions, like what you're going to do about Medicare for you. And most people that are selling this stuff, and when I say this stuff, that could be either Medicare Advantage or Medicare Supplement. You know, what did you say earlier? It's like walking into a movie.
Yeah, it's like walking into a movie 20 minutes late. You know, what in the world is going on? Because when you hear them start to talk, it's like they've left out, you know, gigantic parts of the equation.
Because they're trying to sell you their solution. And so if you go to Humana for your information about Medicare, and you attend a Humana seminar, guess what's going to happen at the end of that whole process? You're going to end up with a Humana Medicare Advantage policy.
You've been humananized.
There you go. That's pretty good. Now, they're not going to tell you that Humana also sells Medicare supplements. They're not going to tell you that at the seminar. But if for some weird chance they did, or you asked, if you end up with a Medicare supplement at the end of that conversation, it's going to be a Humana one. They're not going to talk to you about all the rest of the what they would say are competition. And so this stuff comes to people just backwards, starting in the middle. And it's people that have been on Medicare for years. So I haven't really changed my shtick much. And so I just thought, well, we still got a little bit of time left in the Medicare Advantage annual enrollment period. December 7th is when it ends. And it doesn't mean it's the end of Medicare or the end of Medicare decisions. It just means that what you can do during annual enrollment, you can't do that anymore after December 7th. But there's plenty of things you can still do with Medicare all year around. And we're going to try to talk about that a bit today.
Let's go. I'm ready.
So those of you that are on Medicare, you've got a card in your wallet. It's red, white, and blue. And it says Medicare. And it has whether you're covered under Part A and whether you're covered under Part B. And it has the start date of that, the very date your coverage started, which if you're 75 years old, that was probably in 2009, some date, you know, and it's just, it's probably when you were 65, but not always. And so you can look at that and you can see, oh, I'm on A and I'm on B. Okay. Now, we haven't said anything yet about what C is and what D are, and so we'll leave them aside for a bit. We're just talking about Medicare A and Medicare Part B. And so why do we need two parts to Medicare? Why do you think we need two parts to Medicare?
Well, I've read the book, which, by the way, is a complete cardinal guide to planning for and living in retirement. So you got hospitalization, and then you got doctors.
That's good. And, you know, insurance has been set up for that way before there was even Medicare around. You had the hospital, and they had their, you know, way of billing you, and they'd have a room rate per day, and they'd have excess charges and operating room charges. And then you had insurance for that. And then you had the doctors, which used to be in a different building, and they'd, a lot of them would be by themselves, and then they'd have a nurse in there working with them. And then you'd have insurance coverage for that. Sometimes it'd be wrapped in the same policy, but it was clear. So you had Medicare Part A, which is hospital and skilled nursing facility, and then Medicare Part B, which is your doctor and outpatient, which in modern times, most of your expenses that are paid out or paid to you or reimbursed to you through Medicare are under Part B. I mean, they're just because you have things done outpatient and the doctor's billing. I mean, there's much more outpatient now than there is actually being an inpatient and falling under Part A.
So just a little more detail maybe than you want to go into, but, you know, Part A and Part B, you know, if I recall correctly, Part A kind of comes without a charge, and Part B you've got to pay something for, and
correct,
you've got deductibles that come alongside of that if you did not have a supplement.
Well, see, now you're talking about two areas. You're talking about what do you have to pay out of your pocket to get Medicare.
Right.
And then the other area is once you get Medicare, what are you going to get in benefits? So let's just deal with what you got to pay out of your pocket. Typically, Part A comes at no charge to you. So when you look on your little red, white, and blue card and you see you've been covered since 2009 on Part A, you haven't paid any more money to have that by the month. It's just from your taxes all the years you were working. Part B is a different deal. Most likely, you've been paying in 2019 $135.50 per month. And most likely they take this out of your Social Security check. Many people don't even know that until we point it out to them. They just think whatever their net amount is after Part B is deducted, they just think that's their Social Security check. But no, they're taking $135.50 every month out of that thing.
Right.
And next year in 2020, that's going to a little over $140, just $140 and change. So there's going to be a slight increase in that, but you have to pay for that. So you got to sign up for it. And there's this one, we don't want to get into the details of when you sign up and all that kind of stuff. But so Part A is free to you now when you're on Medicare. Part B has a charge. And if you have a high income, you have this pesky thing called IRMA, income-related monthly adjustment amount. So they have these nice, benign terms. That just means if you've got a load of money, they're going to charge you a huge extra load on your Medicare Part B premium. It's going to go up to $500-$600 a month, as much as that.
Wow.
So we got Medicare Part A, Medicare Part B, and there's several deductibles and copayments and out-of-pocket, and your biggest liability under Medicare by itself is really under the Part B, is that it pays 80%, but that would leave you with 20% out of your pocket, and there's no cap on the 20%, so there's no kind of overall, once you spend $10,000 by paying 20%, you don't owe any more. There's no cap. So if you had $100,000 in Part B charges and they paid $80,000, you're going to pay $20,000 if you didn't have extra coverage.
Right.
Okay. Now, none of that has anything to do with annual enrollment, what's going on from October 15th to December 7th. Part A, Part B, when you can sign up. And then we're not even talking yet about what kind of insurance you're going to get to go with this. So the next part we're going to talk about is Part C.
Okay. But maybe before we get to that, we ought to mention that all this stuff is in Hans's book. You can go back and listen to the show again on the podcast, but we want you to make aware that there is a wonderful website called cardinalguy.com where you can go to the 7 Worries tab, hit Medicare, and there you can download the PDF of either the workbook or the original book and get all this information on this, you know, obviously in writing and free.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can also get the book on Amazon. It's very inexpensive. You can go on to our, where you'd send me a message to, and you just, my assistant Mackenzie will ship one out to you. You got to give us your address, or we can email you a digital copy of the book. We'd like to get the information out to you. I think it'd be real helpful.
It is extremely helpful. But of course, you explaining it is phenomenally helpful. So moving on. We got Part A, we got Part B. I'm guessing that we're going to do the ABC thing.
Yeah. So the next thing is Part C. And Part C is Medicare Advantage. So all these commercials you're hearing right now during October 15th to December 7th, and you got a deadline of December 7th, and they're going to have you believe that if you don't do something by December 7th and you don't act quickly and swiftly and efficiently, you're going to like implode in place. And the reality is, if you don't have anything to do with Medicare Advantage, or even if you do, which is Part C, you don't really have to do anything by December 7th. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about what Part C is and what that means if you're on Part C, and then we'll talk about these, you know, this open or annual enrollment period.
Right. So once again, you're listening to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, brought to you by Cardinal Guide, cardinalguide.com. The book, again, that we're talking about is A Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. Today's show, the Medicare Fundamental. Fun to be mental. So here
That's
we
good.
Go. Be right back.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, The Fundamentals, Fun to Be Mental Over Medicare, which, you know, we've been doing this ABCD thing for a while, Hans. And so when we left off, where left our hero, we were in the middle of C.
Okay, so Part C is optional, meaning you can be on it or not be on it. So what Part C is by your election to receive my Medicare, Parts A and B, I'm no longer going to get them directly from the government. I'm going to receive my benefits from a private insurance company. So the benefits are going to be different, but you're also going to get a few things that maybe you weren't hoping for. Number one, you're going to have to go to their network, hospitals and doctors. So before you buy one of these things, you need to make sure that the list of approved doctors and hospitals are in line with where you're going or where you'd want to go.
Right. Okay?
The second thing is you're going to have deductibles and co-payments, and there are supplemental things for those, but just so you understand, it's against the law for me to sell you a Medicare supplement policy to go along with your Part C Medicare Advantage plan. So once you pick one of these, that's kind of it. Now, some of the cool things is you don't have to pay premium for them mostly, or if there's a premium, it's real small. And then they throw in some extras, like a gym membership for Silver Sneakers. They're going to throw in some dental and vision coverage, although that's very limited, and various other things that they've thrown in. So they can make these very attractive. And this is where a lot of the confusion comes in, is people hear somebody pitching one of these, and they think this is Medicare. This is your only option. And before you can get on one of these things, or if you're already on one, at some point you signed an election to leave A and B, or not really leaving it, but to receive A and B through a Plan C Medicare Advantage. And then what they do, most of them, is they just throw in a Part D plan. And that's typically free too. So you're going to get a drug plan that comes with the package. So for people on very strict budgets, or people that are healthy and really don't ever plan on getting sick, but want coverage in case they do, this is a pretty good option. Unfortunately, most of the time, this stuff is presented by representatives of the one individual company. So you go to a Humana seminar, guess what you're going to end up with for coverage is a Humana policy. You go to an Aetna seminar, so-and-so. What we do in our business is we represent most of them. So if we're going to move somebody here, we have choices. Okay?
I got a question.
Yeah.
It may be. So let's say that, when I turn 65, I want to be a cheapskate and go with the Medicare Advantage plan because I don't want to pay premiums and I know I'm not that sick and I don't go to the doctor that much. And right now things look pretty good. So why would I pay a premium for a Medicare supplement to have Part A and Part B? So I just sign up for Part C. But then, oh my goodness, 8 months into it, all of a sudden I get a recurrence of my lymphoma or something. And it's like, wow, now all of a sudden these deductibles and all this stuff are eating me alive. Now I want to go back and get a Medicare supplement. It's a whole different world, or?
Yeah, if you've been on it for a while, you're going to have to go through underwriting, okay? Now, there's some special provisions. If you choose a Medicare Advantage, turning 65, you got 1 year where you can try it out. And if you don't like it, you can go back on original Medicare and you can buy a supplement then, guaranteed issue. So they've got a provision for people that go the one direction that they can bail out. But let's move that 8 months to 2 or 3 years. So you're rolling along, everything's been fine. You're 67 or 68, and now you have a recurrence of your lymphoma. Well, first of all, you're going to be stuck with whatever doctors are in your network. And I know that, if I have something like that show up in my life, I'm hunting down the best lymphoma doctors, well, first of all, in the state,
right?
And then perhaps nationally, and I might learn of those people from my doctor. And with original Medicare, you can go anywhere in the country that takes Medicare, and that would include if you're over in this area and you want to go over to Duke or you want to go to UNC, or if you're over in that area and you want to come over here to Baptist Hospital, or, there's good doctors and clinics and specialties all over the state and as well as all over the country. I just met with some people last night that are considering they're going to leave their Medicare Advantage plans because they're going to travel the country in their RV. And they just had a fellow RVer that got sick out in New Mexico somewhere, and he had real problems with his Medicare Advantage plan because he had to find a network out there. So the Medicare supplement, which I kind of got a little bit ahead of ourselves, but we kind of need to because we're running out of time. But the Part A and Part B, hospital and doctor, by itself, original Medicare, what most people do with that is they purchase a Medicare supplement policy. And then I have a whole section in my book about that just to try to make this simple. The Plan G, G like gum, there's 10 plans available out there, but the Plan G is what most of our customers buy, and it's the most comprehensive coverage that's available now. And it's going to pay all your deductibles and co-payments with the exception of the Part B deductible. So you're going to have in 2020, $198 liability once a year. Besides that, between Medicare Part A and Part B and the supplemental policy, you're just going to have full coverage and go to any doctor you want that takes Medicare. That's what people that can afford the premium, they typically end up doing. Now, some folks will listen to me and they'll hear, well, he was dissing Medicare Advantage plans. I'm not dissing them at all. I put them on my mother. In fact, I just recommended one for you with a family member. So many people, we write a lot of those every year. Everybody's situation is different. Their preferences are different. And if you get on one of those, which is a Part C plan, you're going to be fine. Now, we still haven't talked much about Part D. And Part D is the prescription drugs. So it's D like drugs, A, B, C, D. And if you had elected Part C, you're just going to get your D thrown in for good measure. If you're on Part A and Part B in the Medicare supplement policy, then you're going to have the option during this time of year to select your Part D plan for next year. And the beauty of selecting that individually is you actually get to pick from about 30 or 40 of them because you don't have it just thrown at you. You're able to choose. And we have a computer program that we can plug in all your drugs you're taking and what pharmacy you want to buy them at. And it's going to come back and tell us what's going to be the best buy for you on Part D for next year. And you can change that every year. So if you pick one next year and you're not satisfied with it, or you get on some new drug and there's some other one, every year, that's what we're doing in our business this time of year, is adjusting all our people that want to get changed.
So in the open enrollment period is critical to the Part D.
Yes. Yeah.
So if we're wanting to change Part D, or somebody was in that situation, that is part of the open enrollment period, and you do need to get that done before December 7th.
Correct. So what this season is all about is Part C and Part D. And it has nothing to do with Part A and Part B or Medicare supplements. Now, if you were wanting to leave a Medicare Advantage plan, you're going to need to get that done before December 7th, and I'm going to tell you why. Because the first move is we got to apply for a Medicare supplement and make sure we get one issued and in place by January 1st, or we really need to get it by December 7th, because what we're going to do then is we're going to write you a new Part D plan, because that used to be included in your Medicare Advantage, but since you're dumping that, we've got to get you in a standalone Part D plan. Once we do that, that's going to kick you off of the Part C plan. So if you're messing with your Medicare, Part C or Part D, you got from October 15th to December 7th to do that every year.
You were dealing with a young man just this week, actually one of our listeners, and that had felt like he understood the Medicare, based on some urban legend that he'd heard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people come to me generally like you're 20 minutes late into a movie, okay, and they start telling me things that they've heard, and then they've drawn conclusions of what they want to do about those things when they don't even really know if those things are right or not, and they're kind of like late to the movie. They may be hearing what their brother-in-law had for a Medicare Advantage plan, or they're hearing what their friend bought for a Medicare supplement policy, but it was out in Arizona, and it's just, and so they start in the middle of this, and I find this in all the areas that I'm working, is that's why this presentation we just went over is kind of stale and boring to me anyhow. I mean, it's just Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D, it's Medicare. And the guy I talked to this morning, now it just refreshed my mind, is that he's a veterinarian. He just relocated to Cary, North Carolina, and he researched. He's from the West Coast. He's turning 65. He's talked to all his compadres, and they all have F plans. And he talked to me about a week ago. I gave him my book, sent him some prices on the Plan G, and he was just fact-checking me on everything. And that's exactly where he was. He was all confused about just a lot of things based upon what they had told him. And so I, you know, when I got all done and just explaining it, and this didn't take very long, it was on the phone, he said, you know, this really isn't that complicated. He said, you know, and I said, listen, biology is complicated. I mean, like what you do, you got to go to school for 4 years and, you know, they're going to have you practice on some deceased dogs before they're going to actually let you start treating the good ones and the healthy ones or the sick ones. And, you know, and he said, you know, you're right about that. And I said, just approaching this like a scientist, you've got to learn the fundamentals. And once you do, you can get that from us. And I'm thinking there are that many places that pass out this fundamental information.
Yeah, but interestingly, it doesn't appear to me that way. But I do know where you can get it, cardinalguide.com, where there's you can get the chapters to the complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement from the Seven Worries tabs there at the website. You can email Hans, ask him for the information, get the book, all those things. Hans, you know, for me, it's still kind of fun to go through the fundamentals because I feel like, wow, you know, I'm starting to get this stuff. I almost understand it. So thanks for being with us today. We appreciate you listening so much.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.